Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Happy Wednesday, everyone, and happy new year and new cycle of life as well. Welcome to Journey into Oneness. I'm so glad that you joined us today and took time out of your busy day to recognize the importance of you, of your spiritual growth, and of taking the time to embrace all that you can in this momentous year. I am your host, Darlene Soa, and during the next hour, we have a plethora of tips to share with you on how to make the most out of this auspicious time of year. Numerologists tell us that 2017 is a one year. It's a year for planting seeds and new beginnings, and it's all about new growth, new opportunities, and a brand new manifesting cycle. And one of the ways to take advantage of this energy that we have is to understand the larger view of what we are all about and what the universe is all about. And by understanding that, then it allows us to get into that mindset, that mind frame, where we can embrace more of what life has to offer. Let me give you a few things to think about. Right now, the Earth is speeding around the sun at 70,000 miles per hour. And the sun is speeding around the galaxy at 450,000 miles per hour. Those numbers are staggering. We are spinning at warp speed right now. The speed of the Milky Way galaxy is 515,000 miles per hour. And it's been noted that the speed of the universe is 2,237,000 miles per hour. We are a speck in that universe. So right now, we are spinning along with the Earth around the sun, which is spinning around the galaxy, which is spinning around the universe, which is also spinning, meaning that we are millions and millions of miles away from where we were when we woke up this morning. That's how big the universe is. It's unlimited, and we are always, always moving. One of the things to keep in mind is that all of the spinning that's going on around the sun, around the galaxy, around the universe itself, it's all spinning counterclockwise. And that's really important because most of the things that are happening on Earth are happening clockwise. And that is basically grounding in density. Think about a nail that you're, or a screw that you're screwing into the wood. If you screw it in clockwise, it becomes embedded more into that wood, denser, you could say. But if you screw it counterclockwise, it lightens up and it releases the denseness of that wood. It loosens up from that. So one of the things that can help us really embrace our multidimensional self, our full potential, is to lighten up, is to learn that the counterclockwise spin can open us up to the greater universe and not keep us grounded into density. That's one of the things that I really want to focus in on today that will help us awaken to our immortality and to a very new vision of what life can be on this planet. Because in 2017, the sky's the limit. as far as the advancing that we can make along our spiritual path, unlimited. We can go as far as we our hearts allow us to go. And that's important too. This is a journey of the heart, not of the head. There are certain things that, sure, intellectually we need to know, like I was just talking about the spinning, but after we get a certain base level of knowledge, we let the heart lead the way. And what I want to do right now, before we get into the wonderful, wonderful advantages that we have of being alive at this time and all that we have to offer, is take you on a little meditation to experience the profound effect of this counterclockwise spin, because it's so pivotal in helping us evolve. So what I want you to do right now is stop any multitasking. Of course, if you're driving, wait and do this later on. But just drop whatever you're doing and sit down in a comfortable spot. You know, wiggle around if you need to make sure that you're comfortable. And begin by taking a few deep breaths. Just slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in, imagine breathing in comforting love. And as you exhale, feel that stress and negativity release. With each breath in, feel more of that divine love entering your body. And with each exhale, feel yourself surrender to that love. Just let go. All that is happening right now is you in the present moment embracing love. With each breath, embracing more peace, and feel yourself just sigh. As that beautiful love and beautiful peace sink into every cell of your body. This is your natural state of being. Just feel the joy, knowing that you are pure peace, pure love. That's your true self. And feel that heart now. You might imagine the golden light in the center. And as you send love to your heart, you see that love, that light grow. The more love you send, the more it grows. The more it grows, the more love you feel. Just relax into that peace and love. Now imagine that your feet are sinking into the earth onto your soul platform. And you can visualize this platform any way you want. It could be a golden ball or a silver rectangle box or a star, a pink cloud. This is your soul platform. And imagine that soul platform linked to the fifth dimensional universe. to the grid system. So your platform is part of this interlocking crystal grid system. And now just imagine a ball of light encircling you, attaching to your platform. So you're kind of in your own little space bubble here. A beautiful crystal ball of light encircling you. And now imagine from that platform a vortex arising, this spiraling funnel, like a tornado spinning counterclockwise, arising up from your platform, enveloping the totality of who you are. So you are now in the center of this vortex. And just surrender to that energy as it's spiraling. You can also feel or imagine a smaller vortex coming up where your feet are connected to your platform, coming up the center of your body, going through the center of all your chakras, out through the top of the head, and that's also spiraling counterclockwise. So it's almost as if your body is spiraling within a spiral, spinning fast. And the spin is carrying you up through the dimensions. You're rising above the third, above the fifth, above the seventh, above the ninth, and you find yourself standing before the 12th dimension. Your guides and angels are beside you. And with your permission, they will escort you into the 12th dimension. So give them your permission and feel yourself floating into this God pool of light, this beautiful, crystal golden pool of light. It is surrounding you, and it is within you. It's almost as if your body is disappearing, and there's just a faint outline of that body. Just feel yourself floating in this God pool of light. And as you're floating, you can feel releasing going on, letting go of all the lower dimensions. Any negativity, any problems, they're just sort of floating away. The golden crystal light is transforming them, just like a bubble bursts. You can see this negativity release and burst as you continue to float in this golden light and relax into it. And surrender to it. And as you do, you feel your essence getting larger and larger and becoming at one with this golden light. And from this point, ask to be connected to your soul group. Ask to be connected to your soul essence. Ask to be connected to your soul powers. And again, feel yourself expand. And then ask whatever is your heart's desire for clarity of purpose, for strength, for courage. And just allow the golden light, the golden crystal light, to bring it all in. And now feel yourself stepping again out of the 12th dimension into that spiraling vortex, bringing with you all the gifts that you've received. And as you spiral down through the dimensions, back down into your body, feel yourself anchoring all those gifts solidly onto your platform, solidly connecting them. With your true self. Feel the difference in that. Now take a few deep breaths and slowly bring yourself back to the here and now. How you doing? That's a pretty powerful exercise. That was just a short snippet to give you an example of what it feels like when you get into the counterclockwise spin. We have been living on this earth in a clockwise spin our entire life. And so we've got a lot of reversing to do to really open up to the truth of who we are. And by opening can help us tremendously through this empowering year of 2017. It can help us be a force, a positive force of change. It can help us connect to our evolutionary self and have a larger picture of what really, really is happening on the earth at this particular time. This is a year of so much magic if you stay true to your heart and if you pursue your dreams. There's a lot around us that is trying to distract us. But basically, when you take the time to relax, to take a few deep breaths, and to ask the heart say about this, you get an entirely different feeling. There are a lot of people now that are very nervous about some of the changes that are happening and that will be happening very shortly. But if you really, really slow down and listen to that heart, you'll find out that it's not nervous. It's not stressed. It's excited now. Knows the possibilities. And it's happy. So that's one of the things to do, is always, always connect to that heart. And if at first you just can't seem to get to that peaceful feeling, don't give up. Because we've had years and years and years of coming from the head. It's entirely new to just trust and release and know that there is a bigger picture going on. One of the things that I also want to say, and this is just so exciting, this is just one small example on how the third dimension really has us thinking in ways that are not beneficial to our spiritual growth. And it has us thinking in ways that are heavy and troublesome very often. I recently heard somebody say, instead of looking upon your birth date in years, look upon it as trips. In other words, if you turned 50 years old, some people say, oh my gosh, 50. That seems to be an age that have a lot of people going into a downward spiral just thinking about that. Well, instead of thinking about being 50 years old, going into your 50th year, think about it as trips around the sun. In other words, instead of saying, oh, this is my 50th birthday that I'm going into, say, I'm getting ready to take my 50th trip around the sun. How exciting is that? Whenever you take trips, whatever you're planning trips, don't you find that sometimes preparing for them can be even more exciting than the trip itself? You get excited for days and weeks and sometimes even months if it's a super, super big trip. You're so excited to take this trip. You're looking forward to it. You're planning all sorts of things. And then when the day comes, you're excited to really have it begin. Isn't that a little different? Isn't that a lot different from saying, oh dear, here I am a year older again? Can you feel the difference in that energy? Play with that. Instead of saying whatever age you are now, that it's the 38th, you're in your 38th year, or 42nd, or 52, or 76, say you are taking your 76th trip around the sun. And boy, oh boy, you're going to do whatever you can to make this the most phenomenal trip. Notice also that when you've taken trips before, have you ever noticed that sometimes you just pack a little too much? And sometimes that baggage that you pack too much, you've got to lug around either in the airport or in the hotel or wherever. And it's kind of heavy. So one of the things you want to do when you take this phenomenal trip around the sun is lighten up. This is a huge, huge lesson that I've learned these past couple months. As some of you may know, my husband and I have made a huge move from Michigan to North Carolina. And we left our home of 40 plus years, packed our things up to move and have a new experience down here in North Carolina. What was interesting and very enlightening to me is when we were in Michigan, everyone thought we had the most spotless, uncluttered home. Our closets were even clean. No clutter around any place, and we were continually giving things away. We had systems in place where the last quarter of the year, every week, we would give something away. So we didn't have a lot of stuff, or so we thought. Then we started packing. And number one, it took us forever to pack. We were doing our own packing, and we had tons and tons of bubble wrap to pack everything up. But it was stuff that, you know, we thought was bare necessity because we weren't clutter people at all. And we ended up using pods as a delivery system because they will pick things up from your house and they will keep it in that pod. And whenever you find a new home, they'll deliver it to you. And it just seemed like it was the easiest thing to do. We were kind of disappointed that we couldn't fit everything into one pod. And we missed by just a little bit. But at any rate, we did have two. So we came here. After 5.5 months, we finally found our new home. And we had the pods delivered and found out there was much that we did not need, much that we could not use. And so we continued to give things away. And what we're still in the process of doing that right now, clearing everything out. And what we have found out, to our dismay, is if we would have cleaned out what we're cleaning out right now when we were in Michigan, we would have saved ourselves a lot of money by easily fitting everything into one pod and saving what must have been at least $600 or $700 in storage fees for things that we ended up giving away. So that's just one example on how you don't want to have things that are going to weigh you down during this momentous year. One of the things to think about is look through everything that you have and imagine that you have a tiny little string. It could even be like a spider web connecting you to every single thing you have in your house. Can you just feel that? Can you feel how that can really weigh you down? So one of the things to keep in mind about awakening to immortality is to release, and release. And with every single thing that you release, you find that you'll get lighter and lighter and lighter. When you clear a space in your physical space, it's almost like you're clearing a space in your mind. You're making space for yourself to just sit, making space in the day for insight, a sacred space where you can simply experience being you and bringing forth what you are to bring forth this year. And if you can't do that, if you say, well, my day is cluttered or I don't have the space, that's an indication that you need to release something, whether that is the physical objects around you, whether that is the relationships that are draining you, whether that is the commitments that are overwhelming you. The more that you release, the more that you are then making space for you to bring out the truth of who you are, to bring your light out into the world. And awakening to immortality means that you are connected more to that part of you than you are to your physical self. And you may say, well, yeah, but I've got all these obligations. I've got to do, you know, all this. I've got to be on this committee, or I've got to make money for this. There's always something that you can release to disconnect more from the physical and to bring in more of the spiritual. That is just so important. Because the seeds that you are planting now, this is the 1 year that we had mentioned, and the seeds that you are planting now, you will be growing for the next 9 years. So you want to be very careful and very deliberate about what seeds you are planting, and you want to take the time to really be conscious of what those seeds are. This is a wonderful time to reinvent yourself. Not to compromise and to say, well, I've got commitments that I just can't break, or these people are depending upon me. Your number one commitment right now is for your spiritual growth. So put your heart into everything that you do, because you have a unique gift, and it is time now for you to express that gift. It is time for you to be the light that you are. We are the ones that are bringing the light back to the world. And we're doing that by embodying the higher aspects of ourselves, by embodying our full potential, and by embodying our capacity to love. When you awaken to the immortal part of who you are, you find an unlimited energy to do what needs to be done. It's amazing. You may think that, well, I don't have time to do that, but the more time that you have to connect to that spiritual part of you, the more you are in the flow with this counterclockwise rhythm. Everything is flowing. And the more you are in the flow of it, the more things happen smoothly. There's no resistance. No resistance to what is. That includes what's in your immediate life and what's external to that, what's happening in the outer world. No resistance to what is. Because if you have resistance, you're giving power to that aspect, to that outer world aspect, whatever it is, whether it's relationships or a job or anything political. You are giving power to it when you are powerful within. So take time during this very sacred passage to feel what is blossoming within. To take a moment, anchor something new in. Every day that you just take a minute, like right now I'm looking outside at the beautiful mountains and just thanking them, because they're holding such wonderful energy. They have for centuries for us. And I'm just thanking them for being there, for waiting for us to recognize what strength they are in helping to anchor this light. So take a moment to feel that within you, to feel what is blossoming. Because you're anchoring, you are, every minute you are becoming something. Becoming more stressed, or you're becoming more peace. So be aware of what is happening every minute. The future is constantly being written by you. I'll give you a few little phrases that you can repeat to yourself to help you remember. As I embrace the whole of what is within and around me with my love, I am bringing back the light for the highest good of all. And I'll say that again. As I embrace the whole of what is within and around me with my ability to love, I am bringing back the light for everyone and for the highest good of all. That is how the light is coming in. By you embracing everything within and around you with love. No resistance. Okay, here's another one. As I embody the divine peace of my true self, I radiate peace for all others to remember, so that they too can relate to the peace within them. As I embody the power of the peace of my true self, I radiate this divine peace so that others may also remember this same peace within them. You may have your own affirmations that really touch your heart, that bring you back to that sacred space in the heart and help you remember your true identity. The nature of the cosmos, that whatever vision you hold about yourself is what the world will also hold. So if you hold true to the fact that you are not simply a human being, but you are a spiritual being, a divine force, that is exactly how the world will look upon you. And that's really important. We are ever, ever so very powerful. How are you doing? Can you tell that this is just such a phenomenal, powerful time? I'm just so excited about it, because if we get in touch with our inner essence and ignore the fear and the stress, I should rephrase that, not ignore the fear, not buy into the fear and the stress in the outer world, we can really be the most powerful change agent on this earth. And getting a little more into change agent, that is important at this time. Only do we own who we are as a really powerful source, but also that we have a strong conviction for something that we want to be an activist for. This is the time of spiritual activism for sure. It's not a time just to meditate and just to connect with that heart and keep it within. It's a time to find out this year, be clear on what it is that you feel strongly about, that you want to make a difference about. And I'm talking very realistically. Is it the GMOs that you feel you want to eliminate? Is it the chemtrails? Is it the political system? Is it fracking? there's just an unlimited amount. Is it the medical system that's pushing vaccines? There's so many things are not to our highest good. And there is one that you may feel particularly strong about. What is important this year is that you actively work in whatever way you're guided to make a difference in that aspect. As an example, the Dakota Pipeline and what happened over there really showed us what spiritual activism was. There were many that gathered over there. It started with just a few. It started with just a few natives who felt strongly that this was going to destroy the waters of the earth. And they were willing to risk their lives, their homes, to stand to protect the earth. And they were relentless. Yeah, it was a little inconvenient for them. Yeah, it really wasn't that comfortable. But they succeeded because they were strong in their beliefs and they were not going to back down. Let me read to you something, a quote from a book that I recently read called Losing Our Way, An Intimate Portrait of a Troubled America. And it's by Bob Herbert, who was a columnist for the New York Times. This is one of the things that Herbert says. The odds against a new citizens movement emerging and ultimately changing America's cultural and economic landscape are no more unrealistic than the original odds against the civil rights movement or the women's movement. None of these movements were taken seriously in the beginning, and yet they endured and ultimately prevailed. If our nation is to be changed for the better, ordinary citizens will have to intervene aggressively in their own fate. The tremendous power in the hands of the moneyed will not be relinquished voluntarily. In other words, if you want to see change, whether it's in the political system, whether it's with the GMOs or the climate change, whatever you want to see changed, play an active role this year. This is what's really important. This is what is going to bring about the change. And as down to earth as that seems, that is so much, so very, very important as to your spirituality. Because we are here as spiritual warriors. And in addition to honing in on our skills and developing our own spiritual awareness, there's some grassroots activism that this is the time for us to get involved with. And the stars are just so set for change and are so behind us, particularly right now with tomorrow being the full moon. This is a full moon in Cancer. And this full moon can feel like there's some kind of tension or emotional pressure. And it can even heighten awareness of some cycle of life that you're in that really needs to be addressed. And like all full moons, going up to the full moon, the pressure increases. And then right after the full moon is a time of release. So this moon in particular the Cancer full moon, is part of a grand cardinal cross along with Aries and Libra and Capricorn. So the sky really is emphasizing the idea of really taking on something new, of initiation, of clearing out, particularly when it's connected to others, of gathering together to make some change, of standing up for what you believe in. This is what the energies right now are working cooperatively to help you do that. It's really, really, really pretty cool. The other thing that makes this so exciting at this particular time is that we're going to, in 2017, is the year of the rooster. And the rooster is a beautiful animal. It represents the coming of the light. So it's no coincidence that this is the time of, according to Chinese astrology, of the fire rooster. And one of the reasons why it crows in the dawn is because it is announcing the light, announcing the arrival of a new day. And it beckons us to celebrate that. It also teaches us to use our voice for the greater good, however that may be. Its message is to rise and shine and be prepared for new opportunities that each day brings. And you can invoke the spirit of the rooster to support you in helping you reach your highest potential. So everything is really pointing to this being a new phenomenal year. And by us continually recognizing that we are spiritual, we can make the most out of it. Just remember that the joy is in the journey. Don't put off being happy because something around you is not working right. Something around you is always for your highest good. It's always there to help you. So remember to be in a non-resistant place and enjoy the totality of the journey, everything. Another important point to remember at this time is it's a cute phrase that I recently had heard, and that is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. This is also the time of working together. There's a lot that we learn by working together. We learn how to listen, and we learn how to listen to other people's point of view, and together come to a greater awareness of what will work for everyone. So this is also the time of working together. I want to also reinforce the fact that there's really no limit on how you can fly today. There's really no limit. There's a song that I keep on hearing and keep on playing, Defying Gravity. And let me just go over some of the lyrics that really, really meant a lot to me. And I think that they'll touch your heart as well. Just think about this. Something has changed with me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and take a leap. It's time. So whatever you thought you wanted to do, whatever your heart's desire is right now, that is your contribution, time. It's not just solely for you. That is Spirit's message saying, this is your gift to the universe. Follow your heart. Then the song also goes on in different areas. So if you care to find me, look to the western sky. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves a chance to fly. Everyone deserves a chance to fly. I'm through accepting limits because someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. It is just so amazing how much support we have right now. Once you say that you are willing to follow your heart and do whatever it takes to change this world, to evolve, to help the world evolve, you will find all sorts of forces supporting you. Getting back now to the material with the last few minutes, if you want to awaken to immortality, connecting to your spiritual self, being aware of that counterclockwise spin, feeling it around you throughout the day, releasing helps. The other thing that also really helps is to adopt new habits. If you keep on doing the same thing, you're going to keep on getting what you've always gotten. One of the things that I want to talk about in the little time left over here is the importance of working with your physical body. Sure, we're more spiritual than we are physical, but the physical body is a carrier spiritual. So the more we take care of our physical body, it's not being selfish. It's honoring the spiritual. It's important nowadays with all the changes that we have around us that we have some type of detox plan. And there are a lot of things that you can do to detox. If just some of them, for example, are taking an Epsom salt bath, using with the Epsom salt bath essential oils, using water filters. Most of our water is inundated with fluoride, and that has the habit of really blocking up our pineal gland, which is not too good, you know, for our evolution. So using water filters in your shower, you know, as well as in the sink. Do a lemon drink every morning. Take bentonite clay as a detox. Do oil pulling. Use salt soleil. There are a number of things that you can do. Some of them very easy, like the lemon drink. Have that first thing in the morning. It's a very simple detox to do. Others are more involved, like taking an Epsom salt bath. You have to take time out to do that. Or oil pulling, which basically is becoming more and more popular now, is taking anywhere from a teaspoon to a tablespoon, depending on the size of your mouth, and swishing that around in the morning for anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes really takes a lot of bacteria out of your body. What's important to do after you do that is to brush your teeth and gargle. But that's a great way to do some detox. Bentonite clay is another drink, another great way to do detox. Colonics is another great way to do detox. But whatever you do, find a regimen that you do at least something every day. You know, like the lemon drink, like the water filtration system. Do something every day and then do something a little more intense, either once a week or once a month, but continually work on detox. We live regardless of how you try to eat and how you try to live in the mountains. we live in a increasingly toxic environment, and so it's important that we do detoxing now more than ever before. The other thing is to be aware of your environment. I shared earlier that we had recently moved. And before we found our place, we were staying in rentals, Airbnbs, which some are absolutely phenomenal, and some are have a little different environment than what some people may be used to. The last B&B that we had stayed in for a few weeks, for a little more than a couple weeks, was beautiful, very well kept, but the people in it played the TV constantly. And we don't even own a TV. So that was a little different for our system to take. And I found that after we moved out and into our new home, it took us about 3 or 4 days just to program from all the noise that we had around us. So it's important very much to be aware of your environment because it is affecting your energy. We're just about out of time. I hope that you found some thoughts that you can take with you that will really inspire you, that will help you through this phenomenal time, that will encourage you to be all of who you were meant to be. You are so important. You really, really are. And we're so thankful that you are here. I'm so thankful that you listened today. I want to honor you for acknowledging that following your path is important, that following your heart is important, and that you are a beautiful, beautiful being. So as you go through this great time, have fun, be happy, enjoy it, and remember to enjoy the beauty that is within and around you. Love you so much.